You've blown us away. Fantastic. Absolutely wonderful. You're in strikingly good voice, if I may say so, this morning, Annie.
Yeah, I'll give you old, Ken.
Oh, do you see? You've proved it. you just demolished that. Yeah.
Oh.
Wonderful. And actually, Tony Darren of Hull said, could you ask Annie if she would sing Little Bird for Zoe MacDonald of Edinburgh? There you are. You've done it already.
Did it already.
That's wonderful. And 28 years ago, writes this Lynn of Hertfordshire, I was a dental receptionist at a practice in Muswell Hill in London, and... you were a patient there.
Oh,
apparently.
God, what are you going to say now? For goodness sake.
She's hoping to try and make some money out of one of your x-rays,
oh,
I think.
Oh, dearie me.
No, I think your teeth are all right.
Dental receptionist, Muswell Hill?
Yeah.
Good grief. Never been to the place.
Well, she's denying it all.
I deny everything.
Good, that's always the safest way, I find. Morning again, Annie.
Good morning. Is it still morning?
It is still.
Oh,
I mean,
God.
You've been up
so early.
I mean, the thing is, I mean, you're in terrific voice, as always, but, you know, particularly in the morning.
And thank you, Ken.
We've had a number of people who either, you know, are professional singers, amateur singers, or just shower singers who say, how do you keep your voice in trim? How can you do it?
You have to be careful. You don't have to be a non-smoker, you know, you can't drink any alcohol. You just have to sort of stay in a bubble the whole time. Don't talk to anybody and basically be extremely antisocial.
I'm glad I'm not a singer. Oh, and I believe every word you've just told us.
It's all true.
Would you like to sing us a song?
I would love to.
What's it going to be?
It's going to be Broken Glass.
Great, great, great song.